Are you tired of spending countless hours in the kitchen every week trying to figure out what to make and constantly overspending on takeout? My guide, Well Prepped, is here to revolutionize your mealtime routine by offering you the perfect solution. Prep once, cook twice, and enjoy delicious, macro-friendly meals all week long. The food struggle is real. You want to eat well-balanced meals that taste good. You want to make most of your meals at home, but don't want to be a slave to your kitchen. You know you should be eating more protein, but don't know how in the world to get it in. You're overwhelmed with just choosing a recipe you have saved, so you end up getting takeout again. Insert Well Prepped, a guide I created to take the guesswork out of efficiently making delicious, macro-friendly meals. This guide provides you with 8 weeks of recipes. Each week, you'll prep once for 30 minutes, cook twice, and then enjoy eating all week. That's right, the two recipes will make you a total of 6 meals. I even made Instacart links for all the weekly groceries you'll need so you don't even need to think about grocery shopping. I'm all about saving time, money, and mental energy when it comes to feeding my family healthy meals, and now I get to share that with you. Grab your copy of Well Prepped at aishazaza.com. And from my kitchen to yours, cheers to eating well and being well prepped. Welcome to the Mindset Mile podcast, the show that'll leave you empowered to take action towards becoming the turned up version of your already awesome self. I'm your host, Aisha Zaza, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Mile podcast. I want to start off by saying this episode is called, obviously, Learning to Love Your Body Postpartum, because I find variations of this question in my DMs pretty frequently. But I just want to say that what I'm going to share today doesn't just apply to the postpartum woman. It truly is for anyone that struggles with their relationship with their body. So if you have managed to get past this title and are listening to this without having had any babies, then I'm really stoked that you're here. So if I'm being honest, I've never fully known how to answer this question when people ask me how to get back to their pre-baby bodies, or when they comment about how great they think I might look and are seeking advice about what to eat to lose that last 10 pounds or whatever the amount is, right? Or like, what are the workouts that they should be doing? And it's hard for me to answer this for a lot of reasons, but for one, in a world of highlight reels, altered images, and filters, I really want to be an advocate for being kind to one's self and adjusting the expectation that I think most women have about their bodies post-baby, which is that they should or should be able to get back to a certain weight or body size after having a baby, because they see other people do it and they think that there's a secret that they're missing if they don't or can't. But in the same token, I totally understand the dichotomy of appreciating what your body is capable of and being completely unprepared for how to handle the many changes that happen to it after having a baby. It seems as though the conversation online has shifted so much in what is absolutely intended to be in a great and healthy way, right? It's one that encourages women to embrace their new badges of honor, be it stretch marks or C-section scars or bigger feet or cellulite or extra pounds or bigger boobs than they're used to and then smaller boobs than when they started. It's like there's no tolerance for not liking any or all of it because of how miraculous it is to carry and birth a child. And I also realize that that isn't realistic. It's not empathetic. And all it does is create shame around the women that feel certain ways about their bodies after they have a baby. So this is a really, it's a gentle place. It's like we have to kind of tread lightly and just know and understand that everyone has a different experience. But secondly, I also find it difficult to answer this question in particular because everybody's bodies and lives are so different. I could tell you exactly what I eat and exactly what I do, but everyone's bodies have different needs and respond differently in the broad range of time postpartum. So I'm 16 months postpartum with my second child, and though I don't have the perfect or right answers to guide each and every individual through their unique postpartum journey, I want to share with you a few thoughts and habits that will give you a direction and that have also served me in how to love my body postpartum. So the first is to have patience. And if you're rolling your eyes at me right now, it's because I know that this can be easier said than done. But I want to pose this question. What if you just made it easier by deciding to be patient? Actually making a conscious decision, like say it out loud, I am patient with my body, because assuming that you have patience is not enough. You are going to be faced with so much where you will not be patient with your body, and it's going to cause vicious cycles and thoughts about how you feel and talk to yourself. So tell yourself, I am patient with my body healing and getting back into shape. If you haven't agreed with yourself to have patience, then the only thing your brain is going to focus on are the things you don't like about your body, and you will have no tolerance for the time that will be required to change it. Your body took 9 months to grow a human. If you want to have a loving relationship with yourself and your body, then you're going to have short-term and long-term patience for it. With short-term patience, what I mean is that you really shouldn't be focusing on anything besides healing, sleeping when you can, and adjusting to the slowness of newborn phase. This is like in the first few weeks and even months of postpartum. There is so much unlearning I wish we could go through before having babies. It really makes me sad that most women suffer from having such high expectations of themselves and what they should do with their body and their time and their energy after having a baby. And the constant resistance to this is what doesn't leave any space for you to grow into your new identity. So practice patience in the beginning by taking as much time as you can to rest. Trust me. Your body will thank you. You need this time to heal properly if you want to have your body and your strength and everything working the way that it should after you have kids. And you'll also get back to being busy and working out 3 to 5 times a week if that's what you did before you had your kids. I want to promise you that. You will get back. It is all just a phase and it will pass. So take the time while you have it to just not worry about that stuff. Then have long-term patience with your body, knowing that you can get into the shape you want with consistency and making smart nutrition and lifestyle choices. Trying to rush the fat loss process has never done anything besides breed frustration for me. And this is what I see. It's like a blanket issue. Has it ever done anything different for you, trying to rush the process? If something that used to work for you doesn't work any longer, then doing the same thing with the expectation of a different outcome is going to keep you in the frustration and shame cycle. That may mean that you need to change up your training. You might need to find a different program or trainer or a nutrition coach to help you navigate these new and uncharted waters. It's not your responsibility to know what to expect and what to change at every different phase of your life, okay? It's not your responsibility to know what to do all the time, but it is your responsibility to outsource those things to other experts or coaches if you find yourself constantly frustrated by them. Don't be caught in that hamster wheel of staying frustrated at what you don't know how to do. Search for the resources that can help you do the heavy lifting so you don't have to. My second piece is to learn to be nice to yourself. I'm not saying that it's entirely your fault when you are unkind to yourself. There really are so many unrealistic and improbable societal ideals about pregnant and postpartum women that leave so many of us comparing ourselves to these expectations, when simply we've just grown accustomed to an image that is simply not probable. Being nice to yourself doesn't mean that you might not think something negative about your body. But when you do feel yourself start to talk mean about yourself or your body, ask yourself these three questions. Is it true? Is it kind? And is it necessary? I've found that by literally taking a second to ask myself these questions in my head or even out loud, it makes the slightest shift in my body and the way that I'm feeling, because it's simply showing me that the negative self-talk is not productive. It's not. Sometimes your inner critic can be productive, but when it's saying things like, you look disgusting, you're ugly, you're fat, you'll never get back into shape. Nope, not productive, not true, not kind. Think about all the things you'd tolerate anyone else saying to you. You wouldn't stand for that. If someone was calling you names like that and talking so mean, you would be furious and you would walk away, hopefully. Okay, you wouldn't tolerate it. So you have to be the referee of your own thoughts and stop the super hurtful talk, because it's not motivating and it's not productive. And then the last thing I want to encourage you to do, and that I want to share with you that really helped me, is to buy clothes that fit you. Your body is going to be changing a lot, especially in that like first year. Okay. And if you're like me, you don't or didn't want to spend a lot of money on clothes you'd only be wearing for a short period of time. But here's what I knew to be true for me. After having my baby, I looked at my closet, of which most I hadn't worn in over a year after being pregnant and then having my baby. Most things didn't fit, and I felt completely uninspired when I looked at them. Maybe I didn't even like them anymore. They weren't my style anymore. And if they did fit and I felt like I kind of liked it, they weren't breastfeeding friendly. And then I ended up living in stretchy workout clothes for like 99% of the time. Yes, they were comfy, but I did get really sick of feeling like I only had 5 pieces of clothes to get me by for the next foreseeable future, right? You'd be surprised what getting ready for the day does, even if it's a quick 5-minute makeup and changing out of your pajamas or athleisure. You'd be surprised what it does for your mood. For me, it made me feel like myself again in just such a small way. And it gave me some mental separation from an otherwise monotonous day, right? Not much changed in how I spent my time, but at least getting ready felt like a literal change of scenery. It just, I don't know, it separated like nighttime to daytime. You don't need to spend a lot, okay? This could be a really good time to secondhand shop, or you can even shop at like cheaper, more fast fashion stores, which I don't like love all the time, right? But I mean, check out Old Navy or Gap or Target even. Like, these are places where you can actually get really great clothes, and they don't need to be your forever clothes. You can buy them knowing that these are your transitional clothes. So if you can, figure out a way to fit this in your budget and look at it as an investment in yourself. You deserve to feel good and to look good and to feel like you have what you need to keep yourself happy during this time. And if that is like looking cute, even if you just stayed home, then here is your permission to do it. You deserve it. I really, really hope that this helped you. I really took a lot of time to think about what were the things that in retrospect or in real time, like what were the things that truly helped me adjust during this postpartum period? And those were them. So if this episode spoke to you, please tag me so I can see you on social media at Aisha Zaza, and also send this to a postpartum mama who also needs to hear this message, because I think we all need it. I can't wait to see you next week, my friend. Until then, make it a great day.